medical update on a few of our players. Frank Zombo suffered a broken scapula in the game against Arizona. It actually happened in pregame. He will be out for a significant amount of time. Brad Jones had a knee sprain. I'm hopeful that he may be able to practice this week. He may have a chance for Indianapolis. Randall Cobb had knee contusions, both knees. I have him and Brad probably pretty much in the same category. Hopeful that he'll get back some time this week. And Derek Sherrod also had a knee sprain, and I'm hopeful for Derek to practice tomorrow. With that, I'll take your questions.
So Frank's happened in pregame drills. Does he?
Yeah, Frank's injury occurred in pregame drills between a collision. Frank and John Kuhn played the game with it. So I think it tells you a little bit about Frank. So it was something that I was surprised after I did the press conference here after the game. Went through my normal routine and went back into the training room, and it was bothering them, and they did the x-rays, and everybody was a bit surprised. So. Outside linebacker, I feel we have good quality depth there, and it's more opportunities. You know, with Brad Jones and Frank both being injured, so it gives Eric Walden more reps and those three young guys more reps. It gives us more information. So,
Mark, you said significant amount of time. What's going to determine that? Is there more medical tests that need to be done? Is surgery an option?
Well, I don't think surgery is really an option. But just knowing Frank, I think it'll be sooner than later.
He's not a candidate for IR?
I wouldn't discuss anything like that at this point. We were halfway through training camp, so as far as IR, I don't pick the roster after two games.
What have you thought of those young guys behind them?
I think they're getting better. I think they're getting better each week, save for all three of them. So, I think Lattimore has done some good things on special teams, and this is an opportunity that, frankly, young players need on your team. You hate to see it come because of injury, but this is exactly what they need. It'll give them all more opportunities during these next 2 days of practice, and play significantly more in Indianapolis.
Is there a chance for Mike Neal this week, or is that
probably? I know I've been talking about Mike Neal's day to day, so whatever the next category up is, let's put him in that category. Mike may have a chance to play this week, so I don't know if he's going to practice this week. Couldn't tell you exactly the play, but it was bothering him throughout the game. So.
Is that position, do you feel like it's pretty close to being settled now?
Well, TJ Lang's going to run with the ones. We're going to go with TJ with the ones all week. He'll play the Indianapolis game with the ones. Derek will run exclusively with the twos when he comes back. So it's TJ's responsibility to hold on to that job.
Will TJ still take reps at the other positions, or are you going to scale that back
now? TJ will run exclusively with the ones at the left guard, so I have to give him the opportunity to get ready for that position. At some point in camp, we didn't know exactly when we were going to do that. Now's the time, based on the information, Derek's situation, based on timing and injury. So. We feel this is the time to move forward and try to lock in. And once again, TJ needs to take full advantage of this opportunity he has.
Realizing it's a ways away yet, but is Newhouse a pretty good left tackle backup prospect? I realize there's a ways to go.
I think Marshall's doing a good job rotating left and right. And, it's the young player that's wherever you want to put them in the line, as far as the number six, number seven, number eight, because when you're not a starter, which he is not, with Chad Clifton and Belaga at the tackle positions, you have to be able to play multiple positions. And I think it's an obvious answer to your question. When you go from the 53 man roster and have 45 that play, they had your sixth and seventh lineman, potentially the eighth lineman if you do carry eight, has to be able to play multiple positions.
Was your decision with Lang made irregardless of Sherrod's health?
We factored everything in. So I thought TJ if you're talking about performance, TJ's performance grade was above Sherrard's. But, you know, everything factored in, and you know, the timing of it, it was important to move forward and try to get a cohesive unit ready for New Orleans. So I like what I saw with Derek, and he's a young, talented offensive lineman that is, of all years, you know, it was challenging to come in and win a spot. So TJ's been here, he has the experience, and TJ's taken a big step. He's done a lot of good things out of this camp.
Mike, is there a
diagnosis
on C.J. Wilson?
I'm sorry?
C.J. Wilson.
C.J. Wilson is still going through the concussion protocol. So, actually, all three, you know, we got Lawrence Guy, Anthony Levine, all three of those guys are in that program. So, and I'll let you know when they're clear.
So, it can be said that all three of them suffered concussions, right?
Correct.
Do you worry about Sherrard's confidence? I mean, I know he's young, you know, he's struggling a little bit. Do you worry about it, you know, first round?
He's a man. He's a man's man. I'm not worried about him from a personality standpoint. He's challenged playing left guard and left tackle, especially to come in and compete for a position he hasn't played. So that in itself is a challenge, learn a new playbook and everything goes into it. So, I mean, all the rookie linemen are going through what he's going through. So I'm not worried about that. He was given an opportunity to compete for a starting position. I'm confident that he'll be a starter in Green Bay at some point. So I look at it as a good experience for him. And it'll make him a better left tackle. And I think anytime you train left side or right side, learn what the core is doing, the guards in the center, it definitely helps our tackles. So it's part of the way which we've always trained those guys that way. And I look at this will be, in the long run, this will be a positive experience for him.
What does he have to improve on most when you look at the film?
I'm sorry?
What does Sherrard need to improve on most when you look at the film?
He needs to be here every day, practice. I mean, there's a lot of things you can talk about. I mean, our footwork's different than he had in college. You know, our schemes are different than what he's gone through in college. But physically, he's everything we thought he'd be. I really like his temperament. He's intelligent. He's picked things up, so that won't be a challenge for him at all. I like the way he fits into the room. Personality-wise, that's important for a rookie, particularly a first-round draft pick. So I'm glad he's here.
Mike, what do you think of all your young wide receivers that you have? I mean, you've obviously got five really good ones at the top of your depth chart. Between West and Burrell and Gurley and Terry Taylor, there's some...
They're all competing, making plays, you know, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. But frankly, what they do in special teams will matter most. So that's the area that they all need to pick it up. You know, Gurley blocked a punt today, you know, as an opponent against the punt team. You know, that was a great job by him. You know, he's going against Latimer in an eight box twist look from the punt block unit. So things like that, that's what I'm watching for, because you know, definitely that receiver group is talented. You know, but look at, you know, Chas and West, what he's done, and he's done good things on special teams. But you know, I don't think there's a doubt that these guys have ability to play. But to get over that hurdle to be a receiver is one thing, but also to play on special teams is another.
Mike, it doesn't look like Peyton Manning's going to play this week. Do you kind of wish your guys got the experience of going out there against him?
I think it's a good point. You love the opportunity to play against the Peyton Mannings. You know, on a personal note, you don't want to see anybody go through what he's gone through. He's great for the game, and he's been a great player for a long time. So you know, we wish for a speedy recovery there. But yes, definitely, we would love to go work against Peyton.
Back to receivers, is it hard to keep six?
That's, I mean, you really answered your own question. I mean, if you keep four, five, six, it really depends on what's going on around you. So it's a 53-man roster. I understand I have all the different combinations of all the years prior to what we kept, and also the direction that we feel we're going offensively and defensively. So those conversations are going on all the time. So it usually takes care of itself by the time you get to the 53. It has been challenging here the last couple of years. Those are good problems to have as an organization. But whether you keep four, five, or six, it really depends on what goes on around them.
Mike,
Mike, where are you in terms of balancing between looking at personnel and preparing for the season? Is this sort of the turning point where you have to start getting ready?
Talk about me personally or the team?
The team, the practice.
Well, the team. Well, we cannot operate in a traditional training camp. And I think it's obvious for the individuals that have watched us close here over the years. You can't, in my opinion, just the way we're going about it, is we're not taking this week and saying, hey, let's go beat the Indianapolis Colts. That's not what this week's about. This week's about still evaluating our personnel, still trying to rotate players through the special teams, reps. We had a number of the rookies on the punt team. I want to see these guys against the tougher looks. We're looking at concepts today in practice that we feel we didn't get enough work on during the installation phase because we didn't have the review days that you've had in the past. So we're kind of looking at this week as a combination cleanup, one, two, get into an in-season schedule where we need to practice the right way, on cards and the tempo. We were plus 10 minutes early today. That's a positive. So they're practicing as fast, and the energy and the awareness, the urgency in and out of the huddle. So those things are starting to come to light. That's the things I look for. And at the end of the week, we're going to spend a little bit of time on Indianapolis because I want to make sure they're ready to play in the game. So this is a different year. I seem like I have to say that every time I talk about our schedule, but it's a different year. We have different objectives, and that's what we're going through this week.
This is the week that coaches usually game
plan,
Randy?
Well, That's what I just answered. We're not just game planning for Indianapolis. We're working on, concepts we need more work on. We're rolling some guys in different positions and special teams that could get tougher looks. But we game plan for Indianapolis in the offseason just like we normally would. So we had a full game plan ready for Indianapolis, but we're not committing this full week to the Indianapolis Colts. No, this is not a traditional training camp for us.
Would it be fair to say, obviously, it's early in the week, but could it then not be a traditional third preseason game in which the starters play longer? Could you scale back so you could do more evaluating?
Well, no, we're gonna play the starters. We're going to play the starters a significant amount of time. We'll decide, I guess, see where I am health-wise by the end of the week. But that part should be consistent with what we've done in the past. But you have to let the week answer that question. Like any time you make it, decisions on Monday by Thursday, there's a good chance of change.
Mike, I know the no huddle has been in your offense for years. It has been successful in the first two games. Can you maybe, just without giving away trade secrets, kind of give us an idea of how that functions from your perspective? Does Rodgers have just a menu of plays that he gets to choose from?
Well, that would be scheme, do you think?
Well, I'm
scheme of structure.
I guess I'm wondering.
I think everybody does. No huddle. You have a certain script of plays, and you stay to that script, and just try to keep yourself in favorable plays.
I guess I'm wondering, has he gotten to a point now in his fourth year as a starter where maybe you have more confidence in having him do that sort of thing because of all of his experience now, or how does that relate to where he's at?
I would like to think that I've had confidence in Aaron Rodgers for at least the last 2 years. He earned my confidence in his first year as a starter. And I think it was clearly evident in 09, just the way we played. So in his production, he's earned that trust. So Aaron doesn't need any more, confidence from me. He knows he's mastered the offense. His challenge now is to play at the level that he has established and play higher to that. So if no huddle, or certain new schemes, player personnel groups, certain players and personnel groups that can help him do that. That's what we're trying to do. But no, he's been very good in the no huddle. We haven't used it very much in the past. It's just more of a situational offense, and it's no different than some of the personnel groups that we used a bunch in training camp the first couple weeks of the season that we never got to the rest of the year. So it's all about your system of offense and what you use come regular season. But he's done a very good job, and it's not just him. Scott Wells is a big part of that at the line communication. I've been very impressed with the production of it.
When you've played teams in the past, I think Buffalo maybe was one of them, where you talked about how you have to prepare for the no huddle as an opposing team. Is that one of the upsides, even if you decide not to use it a lot this season, now you've put it on tape twice?
Well, the drill today is for both sides. I mean, you just, you cannot communicate enough at the line of scrimmage, I mean, for both sides of the ball. I mean, that's the most important communication that goes on when you're talking about the football game. So we talk a lot about handling success, but one of the components of being successful as a football team is giving the decision making, you know, closer, giving the decision making responsibility closer to the front lines. And that's something that we're very focused on. We have great confidence in our leaders, Aaron, Charles, you know, and a number of these guys have really grown. So we are commanding, you know, from them that we're giving them the decision making on the front lines, which is, you know, between the lines of the football field, to do more, you know, make those adjustments. And that's the way our approach is. So now how that shakes out over the 16-game season, we'll find out. But pro football is about being proactive with adjustments. And we're trying to do as much or more than we ever have because we feel we've grown that way as a football team.